Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
That's a big time shot.
Big-time player.
That's a big-time player. That's Mike Max. You're just hearing him right now popping in. And our sports this time brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Want to say thanks to them. We want to say thanks to you, Mike Max. You apparently have a glow about you, I think. When you walk into a place like an arena or like the Target Center last night when the game was on, a little mouse told us that you walk in with your Starbucks coffee and je ne sais quoi. You have je ne sais quoi. Do you know what that means? Je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais quoi. That means devil may care. It's French.
Don't get fancy on me now, Jonesy.
Anyway, nice win last night, right? As you drink a cup of your coffee.
Yeah, I took a sip there. I thought you were going to use one more French term. But it was, because, both teams had a star out. Doncic for Dallas, who is fun to watch. And then Anthony Edwards still out. And then Josh Okogie got put in the protocol as well. So both teams were down there kind of a star, so that you take that card out of the deck. And then they, the Wolves did what they needed to do to win a game again, and they made big shots, and Malik Beasley made big shots, and the crowd wasn't huge, but it was into it. They're getting it. They're going, we might have a little something here, and you could feel that last night. And of course, and part of that is because it's their third straight win, and they're impressive against Denver. They were very impressive against the Lakers. Last night, Sunday night's a little bit tougher in general, just because it's Sunday night. But it felt good out there. People were engaged. When you start to see, I always thought this is one of the telltale signs when you can tell if a crowd is starting to pick up on or get into it. When they start to really yell at referees because they think their player got in the shaft, that's when you got something, right? Now they're watching the game close, because they saw the play, yeah. And B, they're going to stick up for their guys, and that usually means you're turning the leaf.
That's great. And reminding our listeners, Wolves play tomorrow night, 7:00. In Dallas, right? Back at it, yep. Yeah, okay.
Seven o'clock pregame, a little later, 7:30 tip-off, but yes.
Okay, wonderful. Vikings tonight, we're going to watch that game, are we not?
Well, I'll be doing my radio show, so you feel free to tune in.
What do I say? Will.
Turn the sound down and listen to me.
I'll listen to you.
I won't be talking to the Vikings, but yeah.
You know, the thing
nothing
is...
Nothing like competing against the Vikings on a Monday night. But yeah, no, the Bears had a couple more guys test for COVID, and there was rumors that they wanted to try to move this game to Tuesday night so that the new protocol, they could get some more players out there, but that didn't happen. Now, today, they test these guys again. Remember, Harrison Smith, they lost on game day... I think it was game day. Maybe it was the day before. But anyway, when they played Baltimore a few weeks ago. So you're not out of the woods anymore until game time or game day. And it's funny, Susie, because that's the first thing you think about right now. Now, is everybody eligible to play? How many?
Right,
who's
right.
out? You know, they got their coordinators out in Chicago. They got, you know, they got a mess. Mm. The Vikings have some issues, obviously, but they're not in that same place. And so the Vikings are healthier than the Bears, and they're better than the Bears. And if they can, you know, they got a rookie quarterback there in Justin Fields. If they can throw some things at him that are different. They cut Rashard Bieland over the weekend because of his antics on Saturday, although I think anybody that's watched him, watched his body language, been around him, goes, there's something different about that cat, and so getting rid of him might not be the worst thing.
Well, if they can't beat the Bears with a big chunk of their team off from COVID, then I think we're in trouble.
Yeah, and really... I mean, that's going to be kind of the way it is the rest of the year. Is, you know, that it's every game is going to be like that. If you beat the Bears, then hey, if you got to beat the Rams because you got to go to the Green Bay the next week. And mm-hmm. Green Bay won. That was pretty interesting yesterday. Green Bay beat Baltimore.
That game. Yeah, I watched.
Yeah,
that
Baltimore
game.
Came back, got the touchdown, and went for two. That's the second time in 3 weeks that Baltimore has gone for two and the win. And both times they tried to throw a tight end, Andrews, and they were denied. It happened against Pittsburgh.
Why would they do that? Doesn't make any sense to me. Cause
well, let's unpack this, as we say in 2021. you know, first of all, there are people that will tell you analytically that your chances of getting a two-point conversion versus having to kick the extra point and win in overtime, because it would have just tied it, right? It wouldn't have won it for you if you make the extra point.
Yep.
So you still got to win in overtime. And so there are people, depending on who's you got your ear, that say you're better off going for the win once than trying to win the game twice, so to speak, you know? And there are some that say it's no gimme on an extra point anymore either since they moved it back. But but you go 0-for-2 on that. And, you know, and of course they had a young quarterback because Lamar Jackson was out, and Huntley's got a guy in the back of the end zone wide open if he just turns his head a little bit. But that's what happens when you got a young quarterback out there. That's what the Vikings hope happens tonight.
All right, real quick. Was it a shock to see Tom Brady get shut out to you? To hear about
yeah,
that?
I mean, anytime, you know, and you don't see many shutouts in the NFL, period. You've seen a few this year, but you don't see many shutouts in the NFL. You see even fewer in college football, but in the NFL, you do not see guys get shut down very often, really good quarterbacks. I mean, I can't think of the last time, for example, that Aaron Rodgers played a game, maybe it's out there, where he got shut down. I mean, Vikings beat him a couple weeks ago, but he played really well, you know?
Yeah.
You just don't do that to good quarterbacks. You just don't. That's just the way the league is set up, and those high IQ guys usually beat you or have good days. And so anytime a really good quarterback is shut down, that's room for pause. You go, what the heck? How could that have happened?
We can talk more about that coming up in the next hour. Also want to get your thoughts on Tiger Woods back on the course. We'll do that coming up next hour. Mike, good to talk to you, my friend.
You too, Jonesy.
All right, Mike Max with us on News Talk 830 WCCO. We're going to talk TV, television shows, the Kennedy Honors, and lots more coming up, especially a new movie that's coming out that is, I can't wait for it to come out. We'll tell you about that coming up after this.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.